Hey, nerd. Trick or treat. I hope you don't mind if I let myself in. Oh, sorry. Guess I better go back out and knock. Actually, let me turn off your front door light so no dumb kids come and interrupt us like last year. All your candy is mine. Yeah, dude. If I don't have some kind of candy hangover tomorrow, I'm gonna be really disappointed in myself. Now scoot. Gotta take a look at the goods. Nice. Big ones, small ones. Some as big as your head. Okay, that's what I get for chowing down before we even pick a movie. Hey. Cut it out, or I'll give you something to choke on. Alright, what are we watching? Nuh-uh. We are still not doing The Human Centipede. It doesn't even sound scary, it just sounds gross, and I came here to eat. Ugh, man. Cabin in the Woods is so good. I feel like I've seen it a million times already, though. You know what? I don't think I've actually seen The Exorcist. We could always kick it at old school. What's the matter, nerd? Chicken? Let me put it on. It's the Great Pumpkin, Charlie Brown instead. Ugh. At this rate, we're gonna be trying to pick a movie all dang night. Maybe I should just start stuffing my face now. Ugh. Why are we like this, bro? Okay, how about this? We flip a coin. If it's heads, we watch The Exorcist. And if it's tails, we, watch whatever you pick. Not The Human Centipede, dude, I swear. Hey, whoa. What just happened? I know the power went out, nerd. I mean, why, though it's not even raining or anything? Yeah, I mean, like, don't blackouts usually happen when it's raining? Or thundering? Or tornadoing? I don't know, but something has to be happening, right? Maybe it's just your busted-ass house. Yo, dude, where are you going? Check the breakers? What? Why? No, I don't want to go with you. Because your basement's probably nasty. I've seen how you live. Hang on. I don't want to go with you, but I don't want to go with you either. I just don't want you to get hurt is all. It's dark. You're not supposed to do the stairs in the dark. You might slip and fall and die or something. Do stairs, go downstairs, whatever. Shut up. Scared? I'm not scared. What are you talking about? I'm worried about your safety. And this is how you treat me? Jerk. Fine. Abandon your guest and go check on your stupid fuse breakers. If the lights come back on and you're not here, I'm gonna eat all the candy myself. Or you could just stay here and we can eat the candy together. Doesn't that sound fun? Where's the freaking dumbass bowl, chicken shit bowl? Game over. Man, game over. Oh, it's an ant hive. Oh, I see you've decided to be a good host. How nice of you. I'm not acting weird. You're acting weird. What? I'm always like this. Here, I'll punch you. That enough proof for you? Look, would you quit ragging on me? I'm doing my best, okay? I'm not mad. I'm not scared either. What is it with you asking if I'm scared? Yeah, I know we were gonna watch horror movies, but it's like, even when they're scary, they're just movies, you know? When Samara comes crawling out of the TV, that's just TV and the TV, and it's not like your TV. Why isn't the freaking power back on yet? Sorry, I know you're just trying to help. And I'm usually the type to give it to you straight. I'm just kind of freaked out. I guess I'm sorry. It's nothing. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Can I tell you something? Thanks. It's probably super obvious by now, but yeah. I'm afraid of the dark. It's like a phobia or something. And I don't know, it's irrational. It makes me feel like a big stupid idiot, because I don't even know what I'm actually afraid of. Like, I know there's nothing in the dark that's gonna get me, but it's scary anyway, and I hate it. And I know it isn't my fault or whatever, but the other people are gonna treat it like it is. And at that point, it might as well be. So this is a whole dumb thing, and... Hey, you're a nice hugger. Can we stay like this for a bit? If it's okay with you, I mean. Yeah. So, thanks for a lot of stuff. But mostly for not laughing at me. Well, I didn't really think you would, but like, I don't exactly tell a lot of people about this. I'm sure anyone else would be like, ha ha, what a dumb ugly loser, scared of the dark, and I have a reputation to maintain. I got suspended for giving a kid a black eye in the first week of sixth grade, remember? Was it fifth grade? Oh, I forget. Whatever, it's not the point. Just, thanks for always having my back. I know I'm not the only person in the world with a phobia. It's just, like, sucks that I can't do anything about it. I wish I could, like, fight the darkness or something. Like, wham, pow, bazoom, gazuntai. Yeah, I know. I'm sort of losing it, but, I feel a bit better like this. Yeah. Hugging my bestest, specialist friend that makes me feel good. Crazy, huh? Maybe we should do it more often, if you know what I mean. Nudge, nudge, wink, wink. Say no more. Dude, if anyone talks shit about hugs, I'll punch him in the face. Now shut up and keep hugging me. And like, you're trying to cheer me up. It's, you know, it's kind of working. Yeah, it's a start. Hey, where are we going? Okay. Can I hold your hand? Damn. It looks like the whole town got hit. Somebody must have crashed into every telephone pole for a mile. Huh? Whoa. With all the lights out, you can really see the stars. I mean, they're like pretty, I guess. The stars, We'd never just look anymore. When I was little, way back before we met, I got stuffed into a locker by a kid in my class. I don't think I was even old enough to have a locker yet, but there I was. Then he turned the lights off in the hall and left. And it was at the end of the day, so nobody found me for a while. I was stuck in there for a long time. Darkness and that locker. The darkness killed my grandma. Oh, it killed my parents too. Including my mom, who talked to you yesterday. The darkness got her. She's dead. 20 years ago from now. That's my villain origin story. You dare mock my tragic past? Shut up, or I'll... I don't know what. I'll hug you again. Oh, boy. Sorry. I don't know where that came from. You know, if we'd just opened the blinds earlier, all these dang kids got flashlights. Or you could have gotten your own flashlight. Why didn't you think of that, huh, smart guy? Oh, shit. They saw us. Here they come. Fine. I guess we can just give them some candy. Just save some for me. Hey, you still got a hold of my hand. I'm serious. I didn't just magically get over a phobia because I told you about it. If you don't stop holding my hand in the dark, I'm going to cry and run away forever. Then you'll be sorry. Bro, whatever. I don't care if some dumb kid sees us holding hands. What are they going to do? Point at us and go, ooh? If any of them try to scare me, though, I'm going to punt them into the street. By opening the door, you're agreeing to it. You got to help me hide the body. And if you tell anyone I'm scared of the dark, I'm going to stab you with a spoon. Because it's dull, you twit. It'll hurt more. Oh, here, real quick.